Page 216. Activity 2. Listening to a game show.
Good evening and welcome to our show. I'm your host, Ronnie Perez. In this game, members of the audience compete with our contestant to answer questions about explorations, inventions, and discoveries. When you hear a question, select your answer from the choices on your answer ballot. Our contestant will do the same. Then we'll see who has the correct answer. Now let's meet our contestant. He is Roger Johnson from Ottawa, Canada. Roger, as you know, you may continue to play as long as you give correct answers. One wrong answer, however, and the game is over. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready, Ronnie.
Then here's our first question. For $1,000, what is the name of the computer company that created the first personal computer? Was it A, Apple, B, Microsoft, or C, Intel? Members of the audience, select your answer. Is it Apple, Microsoft, or Intel? Okay, audience?
Apple!
Apple!
Roger, do you agree?
Yes, I do, Ronnie. It's Apple.
You are right. Well done. Let's go to question number two. For $2,000, George Mallory, Sir Edmund Hillary, and Tenzing Norgay all reached the top of which famous mountain? Was it A, Mount Everest in Nepal, B, Mount Fuji in Japan, or C, Mount Whitney in the United States? Members of the audience, select your answer. Audience?
Everest.
Roger, your answer?
Everest, absolutely.
And that is correct. Good work so far. But as you know, our questions become more difficult as we continue playing. Here's question number three. Marco Polo, who traveled throughout China at the end of the 13th century, was a native of which country? For $3,000, was it A, Spain, B, Portugal, or C, Italy? First, let's turn to our audience. And what is your answer, audience?
Spain.
Italy.
Spain.
Italy.
Roger, is it Spain or Italy? Which did you pick?
It's Italy, Ronnie.
You sound very confident. Is it Italy? Yes! You're on a roll now, Roger. Ready for the next question?
Ready, Ronnie.
Here it is. In which country was gunpowder invented? For $4,000, was it A, Italy, B, Egypt, or C, China? Choose your answers, please, audience. Gunpowder was invented where? Audience, what is your answer?
China!
Egypt. China! Egypt!
Roger?
Gosh, this one is difficult. I'm pretty sure it wasn't Italy, but I'm not sure about Egypt or China. Okay, I'm going to say China.
Egypt or China? Let's take a look. It's China! Well done, Roger! How do you feel now?
Relieved. I really wasn't sure that time.
Well, let's see if you can do it again, for $5,000 this time. In 1928, Alexander Fleming of England discovered this natural substance, which is still used today to kill bacteria and fight infections. What is the name of the substance? Is it A, penicillin, B, aspirin, or C, ginseng? Audience members, please choose your answer. Okay, members of the audience, what do you say? Is it penicillin, aspirin, or ginseng?
Penicillin.
Penicillin!
Penicillin!
Do you agree, Roger?
I sure do, Ronnie. It's penicillin.
Are you right? Yes, the answer is penicillin. Let's see if we can give you something a little more difficult. Are you ready, Roger?
Yes, sir.
For $6,000, which of the following was not invented by the American inventor Thomas Alva Edison? Was it A, the motion picture, B, the telephone, or C, the light bulb? Let's give the audience a moment to decide. And what is your answer?
Telephone.
Motion pictures.
Light bulb.
Motion pictures.
It sounds like the audience is not sure this time. How about you, Roger?
Oh, I'm very sure. It's the telephone.
Right again! The telephone was invented by Alexander Graham Bell, not Thomas Edison. Now, Roger, so far, you have won $21,000, and we've reached the last question of the game. We're going to give you a choice. You can go home right now with $21,000, or you can answer one more question. If you answer it correctly, we'll double your money. Of course, if you get it wrong, you go home with nothing. What would you like to do?
I'll go for the question, Ronnie.
He'll go for the question. Very well. For a chance at taking home $42,000, here it is. 500 years ago, people believed that the Earth was the center of the universe and that the sun revolved around the Earth. In the year 1543, a Polish astronomer published a book showing that the opposite is true, that the sun is the center of our solar system and all the planets go around it. For $42,000, Roger, what was the name of that astronomer? Was it A, Isaac Newton, B, Galileo Galilei, or C, Nicholas Copernicus? Members of the audience, what is your answer? Audience?
Newton!
Galileo!
Copernicus!
No agreement there. Roger Johnson, did you pick the right answer? Who is it?
Well, let me see. Galileo was Italian, and I'm pretty sure Newton was English, so that leaves Copernicus.
Is that your final answer?
Yes, it is.
Is he right? For $42,000, the correct answer is... Copernicus! Roger Johnson, you have won it all! Congratulations! And that concludes our show for this evening. Please join us next week.